You're listening to Crosspoint Community Church in LaGrange, Texas podcast. To learn more about Crosspoint Community Church, including service times and how you can connect, please visit crosspointchurchtx.org.
Happy Mother's Day. Come on, guys. All the children, all the guys, happy Mother's Day. There you go. Now let's give our moms a round of applause. Woo. You look fantastic today, moms. The guys, not so much, but the moms look great. So glad to see you this morning. My name is Mike Cooper. I'm one of the pastors here, and I have the fortunate responsibility this morning to talk about my second favorite things on the planet. Obviously, the first one being Jesus, the second most important to me are moms. And I'm looking forward to sharing God's word with you today about moms and how important that is. I want to tell you a little bit of backstory about my mom before we kind of get into it. At 3 months of age, in October-ish, 1969, long time ago, 1900s, it'd be 55 years ago this summer, my biological mom and my adopted mom were working next to each other in Jacksonville, Florida, at the King Edward Cigar Factory. And my biological mother was talking to my mom, the only mom I've ever known, her name is Peggy, talking to her and said, "Listen, I've just had a little one about 3 or 4 months old. He's sick. I can't take care of him. I have other kids. I don't know what to do." And my mom, Peggy, said, "Can I have him?" And my biological mom said, "Absolutely." And on my mom's birthday, October 31st, 1969, Halloween, they drove across town in Jacksonville, Florida, to my biological mom's house, picked me up, and I have been Michael Shane Cooper ever since. And so moms have a very, 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 very special place in my heart, because the kicker to all that is I had 8 siblings when they went over that evening to pick me up. And so I'm the baby of 9. My other brothers and sisters weren't crazy about me showing up on the scene, but that's another story. But I just want, again, moms have an incredible place in my heart. And I'm excited to share God's word with you today about moms and how I personally think that they're superheroes. They're the modern day superhero. They have special abilities and powers that I will never, as a male, fully understand. And let me explain to you. Moms are already going, "You're right. We have superpowers. We have abilities that guys, I don't know what it is. We didn't take that class in elementary school or high school or college or whenever that they offered that class. But let me give you a couple of examples on how moms have superpowers. They're able to find stuff without looking. Guys, you know what I'm talking about? Moms know. I don't have to ask them. Moms know exactly what I'm talking about. They know where it's at. And I was talking to a group this morning saying, "You know what? My wife tells me where things are at. And I go to look, and if it's not like within a 1-inch area, I'm totally thrown off, because I'm looking at that one area and I can't look like 3 inches to the left or the right. It's moved." And so, again, I can't explain it, but moms know where stuff's at. This is a great one as well. They're able to hear what their kids say like 4 rooms away. And the kids will say, "You're exactly right. I shouldn't have said that. Mom heard it, and then it was on." Okay, so whatever "on" means in your house. They're able to know what happens at school when she's at work or when she's away, or in our case, when she's in a different state. And so they know what's going on. They have this special power to let. Actually, we have connections is what it is. They have connections. Moms are around the area. They know. They have phone numbers, they have text messages, they can find out. Last thing I want to share with you is that they are able to give looks to make you sit up straight and stop talking. My dad had this little thing with a snap and a finger, and he'd bite the tip of his tongue. But moms just have this little look that says, stop it, or I'm going to beat you to death, or in Jesus' name. I mean, whatever, okay? They have that look. And so moms have special powers. They have a special place in my heart, and we're here to celebrate you this morning. We're here to say thank you. We have a whole service dedicated to moms. We have a whole service dedicated to little ones and us as a church coming alongside parents to help encourage, help raise, help nurture and mature them in their faith. And so let's get into God's Word. One of the famous moms, or probably the most famous mom in Scripture, is Mary. And imagine being the mom of the Savior of the world and the responsibility that that was. And a couple things real quick that I just want to say to help us fine-tune our minds on what moms, and it could be dads. I have in a couple weeks, I have the opportunity to be able to speak to dads on Father's Day. And so, but this morning, moms have a way of making sure that we're pointed in the right direction, that we're headed in the right direction. So the first thing I want to share with you, church, is that moms pray and they make church a priority to their families. And some of you may be single moms, and so you have that responsibility all on your shoulders. Some of you, your husband can be a knucklehead and doesn't want to get up in the mornings and to come to church on Sunday morning. And I don't know what it is. The bed is the most comfortable on Sunday morning, and so it makes you want to sleep in late. But moms have this way of encouraging, elbows kicking, whatever it takes to help get us to church. Moms, thank you for that. Mary sets the example. She sets the tone in Scripture. In Luke chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, Mary has just got visited. She was just visited by the shepherds, and they've told her, she's just had Jesus. They've told her what the angels told them out on the hillside. They come and they visit them. And this is where we're going to pick up. It says in verse 19, it says, but Mary, after she heard these things, treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I'm going to pause there just for a second. Moms have the ability to be able to look into a situation, hear a situation, discern. And it's more than just a head knowledge. There is a direct connection between their head and their hearts for them to ponder. And when give me a little bit of freedom here when it comes to this word ponder. I believe that they're able to kind of look through a situation, gather the details, and know what needs to happen. And what needs to happen is a word of encouragement, a pat on the seat of the britches sometimes. But a lot of times it's to fall on their knees and to pray about what's going on in their own home, with their children, with their families. And so when Mary heard these things, what was on the horizon for her, she pondered these things in her heart, and I believe immediately she began to pray. Obviously, there were some things, if you're reading Scripture, there were some things leading up to that, so she knew what was happening. But she took these things and she pondered them in her heart, and she prayed for what was about to happen. And then we see in Scripture, very next verse on, in verse 21, it says, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise Jesus, and he was named Jesus because the name of the angel had given him before he was to be conceived, and when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This morning as a church, we were able to see some families this in the first service that did this very thing. They presented their children to the Lord. They presented them to the church for us to come alongside to encourage them in their walk. And so Mary set the example for her family. It was part of the responsibility culturally, but it was also one of those things that they could have said, you know what, we're not going to do it. We're not going to go to the temple to do these things. But they made sure that it happened. Second thing I want to share with you this morning is that moms point others to Jesus. And again, we can say dads in this, and so I'm not isolating, but I'm focusing on the moms because if you want to look at the history of the church, moms are predominantly the ones that take the lead. And men, this is where I will, in a couple weeks, I will challenge us as men to take up our responsibility as leaders of the home, to be able to set the spiritual tone in our home and our families. But for the most part, in churches and throughout history, it's been the women that have done that and moms that have done that. But moms point others to Jesus and say, well, where do you see that in Scripture? The very first miracle that we see in Jesus' life is in John chapter 2 at the wedding in Cana. Apparently the family ran out of wine, which would have been a huge, huge embarrassment to the family, to the wedding party. The wedding party, they come to Mary and they say, listen, we're out of wine. And then Mary does what she knows that she needs to do. And she goes to Jesus and she tells him, listen, they're out of wine. And we pick up there in verse 4 in John chapter 2. Jesus says, dear woman, because he knew that he needed to be polite to his mom because she came to him. Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. He reminded her that, listen, I know that God has a plan for me. I know what my responsibility is, but it's not time. And then Mary totally doesn't listen to him because she knows what needs to happen, as moms do. And then she gives the very best advice that anybody has ever given anybody in the history of time. And she says this in verse 5. Mary, his mother, said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Can't think of a better thing, a better piece of advice for anybody to receive. Church, we need to do whatever Jesus tells us we need to do. How do we know what Jesus tells us we need to do? By this right here. We got to be in God's Word. We have to understand that God has a love story for us, that he has what he wants us to accomplish, and he's given us the power and the strength to be able to do that, but we have to listen, and then we have to take those steps of faith. Mary understood that. She told the servants, listen, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. And so she was pointing people to Jesus from the very beginning. And so moms do that all the time with encouragement, with love, with sternness, with discipline at times, because we all need that. Third thing I want you to see this morning is that moms are present in difficult times. In John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, it's the account in Scripture where Jesus is actually on the cross. And he has been beaten. He's been crucified. He's about to die. And children, students, grown adults that have moms, husbands, that your kids are out of your house, I want you to hear this for a second. Jesus recognized that moms were important because he is about to take his last breath. And what is he still concerned about? He's still concerned about Mary. And this is the account where John, the disciple John, is at the foot of the cross with Mary. Mary's there watching her son. She's been there throughout the beatings. She's been there through when he was nailed to the cross. Can't imagine mom, dad, losing a child. It has to be the most painful thing on the planet. I've heard a phrase over and over and over again, there's no pain like kid pain. And as Mary watched Jesus go through the torture, go through the crucifixion, he still has the compassion in that moment to look at John, look at his mother, and he says, woman, behold your son. And then to John, son, behold your mother. And so if it's important for Jesus to take care of his mom in the midst of the last breaths on this planet, it is incredibly important, sets the example for us to take care of our moms as well. And so moms are there in the difficult times. Moms are there in the fun times. There's a reason when a little one falls and they scratch their knee, they scratch their elbow, and maybe you're 20 years old and your heart hurts, you get hurt somehow, you want to call mom because mom can make it better. Is there something magical moms do? Absolutely. Do I understand what it is? Absolutely not. Okay, it's unexplainable. But moms have a special connection. Moms have a special power. In closing, because we have a lot going on this morning, I want to share a story with you about my mom. I only have one mom. Her name is Peggy. A couple stories real quick. I keep saying real quick. I don't mean to say real quick. I was about 5 years old, and my dad worked in Indianapolis, Indiana. He drove a truck for Mayflower Van Lines. We were living in southern Missouri. We'd driven up to Indianapolis to see him. We were on our way back, and I'm about 5 years old, but this memory is crystal clear in my mind. We had stopped at a gas station, and Mom had just put gas in the car. She's counting out the bills and laying them on the counter and paying for the gas. And I looked next to the cash register, and there was a package of crackers, and I was hungry. And in my mind, it was a quarter. I don't know if it was a quarter back 50 years ago, but in my mind, it was a quarter. And I said, Mom, I'm hungry. And my mom says, we don't have any more money. And the guy looks across the counter, looks at my mom and said, take the crackers. And my mom said, no, I'm taking the crackers. She starts digging for her purse. And in those days, women carried like 80-pound purses. You know, that big shoulder strap. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that could be a weapon if it needed to be a weapon, or a filing cabinet or whatever. But she dug in the bottom of her purse and she pulled out a quarter and she slid it across the counter. And the gentleman behind the register slid the quarter back and said, you're not paying for these crackers. And so I remember that as a little bitty boy, that my mom was willing to spend her last quarter, her last bit of money, to make sure that her kid had something to eat. And I don't know, remember how far we were from the house. We could have been 10 minutes from the house, and we could have got something to eat at home. But she gave her last quarter so that I'd have something to eat. Moms are sacrificial. Moms are superheroes. Moms are powerful. And I say that because that's what I remember. I grew up in a non-Christian home. My mom was not a believer, and my mom was not perfect. Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, that we're to honor our mother and father, because it's a commandment that comes with a promise. You remember what that promise is, church? That promise is that we will live a long life. And so maybe your mom wasn't the greatest. Some of you maybe have a really, really terrible relationship with your mom, or had a terrible relationship with your mom. Scripture doesn't say that we're to respect our moms. Scripture says that we're to honor them. And so my challenge for you this week is that you find a way to honor. You speak something encouraging. You tell a story that you remember that's positive to someone, to honor your mom this week, because we wouldn't be here without them. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for moms and the power of moms and the power of the love that they have. And God, you ordained us to have the moms that we have. And for good, for bad, for how perfect they are or how imperfect they are, Father, you gave us our moms. And so, Father, help us to love them the way that you love them. Help us to honor them the way that you desire for us to honor them. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to gather as a body of believers to celebrate new moms and these little ones that are coming to and that came this morning to be dedicated to you. Father, help us as a church to come alongside these parents, these new parents, to love on their kids, to encourage them. Father, we want to tell you that we love you, and we commit the rest of this service to you. Thank you for your love, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Crosspoint Community Church podcast. It is our prayer that this message was encouraging to you as you follow Jesus. For more about Crosspoint Community Church, you can find us online at crosspointchurchtx.org. Have a great week.